Today, of course, is the World No Tobacco Day, and that takes us to our special report. An event endorsed by the World Health Organization is highlighting health risks associated with smoking. Now, this year, there are also calls for a ban on tobacco advertising, promotion and sponsorship. But the Beijing Center for Disease Control and Prevention isn't sure if it will actually work in China. Here's Zhou Jingnan with the details.
What do Chinese people think about tobacco advertising? Here are some views from the street.
I have never seen a tobacco advertisement. I don't smoke. It's not something that concerns me.
No one in my family smokes. I've probably seen tobacco ads, but I don't remember any right now.
I think I've seen tobacco ads before. I remember seeing Hongtashan ads on TV, and during basketball matches, tobacco sponsorship is everywhere.
There are a lot of tobacco ads. For example, the Zhongnanhai ads on TV. It spreads like a virus. Almost everyone in my class knows these ads. I'm 13 and in junior school.
The Health Education Bureau at Beijing Center for Disease Control and Prevention monitored tobacco ads for 1 week earlier this month. During that time, four were broadcast 117 times, totaling 855 seconds on 32 TV channels across China. Information about the health risks of tobacco appeared far less. Liu Xiurong is head of the Health Education Bureau.
从我们的监测结果上来看呢，这个烟草广告在电视上呈现的这个总的频次。
Our study shows the frequency of tobacco ads appearing on TV has dropped.
However, tobacco companies are finding new platforms from which to advertise.
但是呢，它转向了，比如转到新媒体或者其他的这个媒体上。这个所有 They have turned to new media. Almost all tobacco companies have their own websites and microblogs. They use new strategies like direct ads, indirect ads, brand extension, sponsorship, and more.
The Health Education Bureau says tobacco companies use spaces at promotional events, museums, and charities to advertise themselves. Liu says up till now, Chinese law didn't touch tobacco ads on new media.
Advertising laws in China are too old to cope with the current situation. Modernization is needed if you want to solve the problem.
The World Health Organization says tobacco kills nearly 6 million people each year. More than 5 million of these deaths are from direct tobacco use and over 600,000 from secondhand smoke. Nearly 80% of the world's 1 billion smokers live in low- and middle-income countries. However, only 19 countries, representing 6% of the world's population, have comprehensive bans on tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. For CRI, this is Zhou Jingnan.